So we welcome you back to the final package of Splendor of Sacred Song. In the audience tonight is a young man who was on the stage last year when we were here. He traveled with us for 4 years on the road, and he not only was a member of the band, and that very well, but he of course also was our chief arranger. And if you don't think that that job in itself is a big one, you ought to see the volume of work that goes out of our office in Michigan. Well, this year, the workload became so heavy in our arranging with two groups on the road, with recording sessions, with publications that we're involved in, with all the other things musically that we're a part of right now, that he came off the road and is now home with Mama. And he's writing in our office and is doing 1,001 things to help keep the groups on the road. He comes from Zanesville, of course. He won the Horace Heidt Youth Opportunity Program. He is a fine trombonist, and we think one of the greatest arrangers in the country. And he's in the audience tonight, and I would like to have you give him a very warm welcome home. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stan Morris. Give him a welcome. Stan! Come here, would you? Come here, Stan. Give him a good welcome, would you, ladies and gentlemen? Stan Morris. I always like to have Stan around because he makes me feel so safe, you know. He's kind of big and I'm kind of small. Stan has written some beautiful things. I can't go back through the concert and tell you all the things that he wrote for this particular show, but many of the things that you've heard this evening he has written for us, and the work just continues to pile out or come out of our office back there. And he of course directs the other arrangers who write for us, Mr. Otis Skillings and Mr. Ralph Carmichael, the other people who make contributions to our music. But he's right now in the middle of writing our Christmas show, and I wish you could all come to Detroit on the 21st of December when at Masonic Temple we'll present that program. He brought us a lot of other things today. But one of the things that he sent in a few days ago is a song that features the young lady who plays the piano for us. Her name, of course, is Cheryl Lee. And this song he sent in a few days ago, and we haven't had an opportunity to do it. So just before the concert tonight, the boys got out the charts, and Stan ran through it with them. And I want you to conduct it, if you will you?
All right.
You all set? The song is called I'll Trust and Never Be Afraid, one of the most beautiful songs written by Flo Price. The arrangement is from Stan Morris, and Cheryl Lee does the vocal, and this is how it sounds.